everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Real Laughs on 104.1. I'll be the part of the host today. My name is James. Yon Devin is out. He's at a white supremacist rally. You know he voted for Trump twice. But anyway, you're stuck with us tonight. We're your nightcap of comedy. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you missed any of our shows that we've had in the past, all you have to do is go to that iHeartRadio app, and you can find all of our shows under the podcast section, Real Laughs. Now, in studio today, I got some really good friends of the show. I got Ryan Holmes, traveling comedian, nationally touring guy, here with us today.
What up? How y'all doing?
All right. And I got the godfather of comedy in all of Orlando. I got Mr. Ken Miller.
Right, bruh, you know Devin gonna be mad if he said he voted for Trump. Don't nobody hate Trump like that.
Devin
hate Trump like Trump might be his real dad and didn't send no child support. He was supposed to pick him up for Father's Day and never came and got him. Like, he hate that dude.
I know. I had to unfollow him on Facebook because while I agree with him most of the time, I'm like, this is too much, Devin.
Yeah, it's so too much. Yeah.
You know what? 8 posts in 5 minutes is a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot.
Well, he got a man crush on one or the other.
He does, man.
Yeah,
he
maybe does. He's got felt rejected and it's like, you know, I'll get his attention somehow. Gotcha.
I wanted to be on The Apprentice too.
Posting song lyrics.
I have great ideas.
Just kidding, man. Miguel will be here in a little bit. He's going to be running a little late because Miguel has something to do with child support. That ain't my business. But anyway.
He ain't even got kids. That's what's crazy. Through the child support court. Like, why am I here, yo?
Exactly right. I also have a good friend of mine. We're going to be talking to him just a little bit. Julie from the Outpost Kitchen in College Park is here also. She got a little burn on her. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. That ain't right,
not
there.
Not that type of burn, fellas.
Not that kind of burn. No.
She's not like that. A good Christian, wholesome woman, guys.
That's in College Park, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about any of that stuff like Usher has. No, none of that burn. Usher.
Not that Usher Raymond, baby.
That Usher Raymond burn. Oh, that lasts forever.
Yeah. They call him H-E-R-P-E-S.
Let it burn.
It sounded like you spelt that wrong.
I have no idea.
Yeah. It sounded like you said here peas. Like H-E-R-E-P-E. Wait a minute.
I have no idea how to spell. We have robots for that now.
That's right.
Are you guys good spellers?
No, man.
Hey, I'm awful, bro.
No.
Okay, Google every word I need to.
Yeah, I spell it so wrong in the text, like the autocorrect doesn't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm terrible speller, bro. Terrible speller.
My autocorrect says I give up. Like, that's no idea.
I swear, my worst is there.
Really?
The
different tenses of there?
Because my wife would text me when after our Facebook set up, you're using the wrong there.
Oh, my God.
You need to, that's the EI. That means you're talking about a person. I'm like, I don't
that
care
so
what.
Mean.
You know what
oh
I mean.
Oh, my God, I do that constantly. Yeah.
You're using the wrong tone.
All the time.
Are you one of those people, though? Are you a Nazi grammar?
I am.
A grammar Nazi. I said it backwards. I'm dyslexic.
Nazi grammar is very different.
Can't spell, and we're backwards talkers. All right.
I'm crisscross all of a sudden. I got to miss to make you. Are you one of those people, though?
I am.
Why?
There, and there, apostrophe R-E. Like,
I don't think
everybody interchanges it.
In social media, if I'm saying in the right tense.
If it doesn't matter when I say it out loud, it's fine.
Yeah. You know,
especially if I tag her.
I didn't hear a comma when you said that. Right?
Yeah.
If I tag her in it, dog, I got to fix all the spelling. It has to have the right spelling. The words got to be right. The grammar, because you know she the college. Man, college wife.
Tell everybody who don't know who you're talking about. You're talking about LaShawn.
My wife, LaShawn, the bad and bougie. Miss HBCU 2000. Yes, I did marry a college queen.
Yes, you
yes,
did, man.
I did.
And she reminds you every day, don't she?
Yes, because in my office is her tiara and her little scepter.
Oh, man.
Ken wakes up like, baby, why are you wearing a tiara? Yeah. Like, what you doing? I'm a queen still. Yeah, you gotta respect me.
And they're washing dishes. Why you got this sash on? Just want you to know the queen is here.
She'd be like waving, like, who you waving to?
We was watching the royal wedding. She put her stuff on for 2 hours. And I'm like, mama, this is 18 years ago, baby.
She like, once you a queen, you a queen forever.
Queen forever,
ask
man.
Ask Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, forever.
It's like a senator or president. You still call him Mr. President.
That's right.
Senator.
Forever, no matter what, man.
Well, that's horrible.
Well, I want to catch up with everybody, see what you guys did over the weekend, because we are a group of comedians, minus Julie, but I'm sure you've got some comedy in you somewhere, girl.
Yeah, I'm good after a few drinks.
Oh, there you go. All right, we're going to get toe up today.
We're starting an open mic at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Ken never goes anywhere without a crown in his pocket, so I'm sure.
I'm not drinking for this 4 hours we doing this. As soon as I get to the improv,
you drinking? There you go.
It will be gone.
Drink that Crown Apple, too. It's like, but you don't like Jolly Rancher apple candy, which is what it tastes like.
First of all, if I could cuss, I would slap the out of you right now, bro. I would. That engineer got his hand on the button. Yeah, right. It do not. It don't taste at all the same.
You are incorrect. It tastes exactly like Jolly Rancher.
I will tell you, as a black dude eating Jolly Ranchers all my life, Jolly Rancher apple is a sour apple, and Crown apples are normal.
Nah, this is the new Yanny Laurel. Now.
That's because you got the white palette, bro.
Uh-huh. Well, it's called White Power, Ken.
Okay. Whoa! Whoa! look at Ryan. Like,
spicy.
Ryan's like, I can go to Starbucks and not get a ring.
From now on, when I do this show, if he ain't with me, I'm not doing it.
If he not with you?
If he not, hell no. Because every time I hear anybody else, I'm like, they are always quiet. Ryan Holmes is so quick, and I love that about him.
Yeah,
yo.
It's true, man.
I'm going to kill him when we leave.
If he slows down, I'm going to break his ankle.
Right? No, Ryan is great, man. But I hate people that they always correct me. My wife's like that, too. I think LaShawn and my wife, Michelle, are actually related.
They
I don't
might
know
be,
how,
man.
But they are. They act the same, man.
But she'll be nice about it. She'll be like, hey, baby, it's the you used the wrong there. Remember, it's the one. I'll be like, man, whatever.
And then I go correct it.
See, that's the difference between your wife and my wife. Because my wife's rude about it.
You'll know. Go look at something she's tagged in. And it says edit it. Then you know. And if I tweet it, now I got to go delete the tweet.
Yeah.
You can't. Edit a tweet.
No.
You had to go delete it and retweet it. I'm like, sometimes I just leave
the tweet.
So now
everybody knows, man. We go to Facebook, you got to edit it, post it.
My wife is calling me and telling me to fix it. So stop being stupid. Yo.
At least she's nice about it.
No, she's nice about it.
God, Michelle be like, you a dumbass. Kids, look at your dad. He a dumbass.
He don't know his dares.
That's what I tell our guests. If there's grammatical mistakes and there's no capital letters, Kevin wrote it.
There you go.
If it's written correctly, I wrote it.
There you go.
That's how they know.
It runs. The women, they run things, man.
I used to be that way where I was more of like a grammar Nazi person, but then I gave up and I feel so much better.
Yeah. You don't care, right?
Yeah, like, it's so much better because I love getting an argument on Facebook, especially like you're having an argument back and forth. It's very coherent. It's good points, but then you mess up on a word and like, you don't even know how to spell it.
Yeah. Okay. What did Devin post?
Devin did it. Yep, I was going to bring it up.
Every time a dude posts a sudden, Devin put the right there, like he put the little right star there. But then you can see the guy edited it, so you can't. We know you stupid, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we know you a troll and you dumb. So
now, if you guys don't know, Devin Siebold, man, our host of the show Real Laughs, man, he loves to post politically, and they get into it every single day.
And he stays friends with these people.
Yeah,
like, what?
Because people like to argue.
That's the one thing I don't understand about social media. If you got this big of a disagreement with somebody, why stay friends? Why do you want that? Like, social media gives me anxiety.
I figured it out. I know why. Devin is going through a divorce and he needs somebody to argue with. He don't got a wife no more.
Yo, he was like this while he was married.
Yeah. That's why his
this
wife's
is why
divorced.
He's getting divorced.
You're supposed to be arguing with me. Why are you arguing on Facebook?
I see some posts be like 300 comments in. I'm like, yo, y'all seem like y'all hate each other. Like, because Facebook posts to be Facebook friends. I'm doing air quotes because you guys can't see me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but it's not a friendly conversation.
No.
I block people right away. I don't
do
got
really?
The energy. Yeah,
are
I don't
you,
have the
are
energy
you one of those
for
people,
it.
Though? You block them. You don't
I don't
argue
have the
with
energy
nobody.
For it. Like, Facebook is supposed to be friends.
It's
if
supposed
it's a,
to be.
If it's a simple disagreement, hey, man, I didn't think Avengers is that good. Okay, me neither. Well, what didn't you like about it? Yeah, you ain't like Avengers because you stupid and you dumb. Your mama ugly. Wait a minute. Where
you're
are
like,
we going?
And you're like,
this?
Dad, calm down.
Yeah, like, yo, pops, that's what I'm talking about. If you're having a simple disagreement back and forth and it's cool, then that's okay.
You mean,
if it's like when it get nasty.
Yeah, you mean like share ideas and difference of opinions adults?
Yeah.
We don't do that on social media,
like,
man.
Yo, why are you a friends? Like, I don't know.
And they stay friends.
And they stay friends.
And the same people argue all the time.
The same people over and over and over. And usually about the same thing.
Yeah.
Usually about the same thing.
Same thing.
It's like they're going to fix it. You know? Like, that's the thing. Everybody is like, oh, well, we discussed it. I've definitely got that solution. No. I can tell how I don't need to talk to somebody by when you see a long post and if they keep spacing it out with like three dots.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what it is about crazy white people, but they love to write a sentence and then dot, dot, dot. Next sentence, dot, dot, dot. It's like, just one period's fine. Yeah. It's like,
no, it's for grammatical effect.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
They're taking away everything else. Can't take away all my periods. Right now.
No, thanks, Obama.
One of my favorites. Are we allowed to talk about our comedy room right here?
Yeah.
Yes. The comedy class one. Did you see that post?
No.
The long post about the comedy class and did every comedy class person was just going off because Akeem said he didn't like the comedy class.
What happened?
But all the people that took the class were like, oh, you're an idiot, you're dumb. I don't want to be around you moronic open micers and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
But nobody was calling names but all the comedy class dudes.
Oh, well, yeah, 162
you explain,
comments.
You got to explain to all the listeners what's going on. See, there's a comedy group out there. For
you
one
can
of the
join it.
Yeah,
we'll
join
put you
it.
In, even if you're not a comedian.
Yeah, for
we
one of the, and I guess it was a post about the comedy class that one of the local comedians teaches. If you're a guy looking to try comedy, you want to get into it, you want to try it for the first time, you can sign up for this class. So I guess one of the guys who teaches it made a post, and all the comedians got mad about it.
Yeah, just the people in the comedy class.
Why did they get mad? What
because
was,
I came because
they spent thousands of dollars yeah, taking the same class,
and they still
ain't
funny.
that was Ken Miller at KenMiller.com.
Akeem just he broke down why he didn't like the class. He broke down, and then Craig Schaefer came back, and he came back and he gave his opinion, and it was good. Like Craig and Akeem, they were doing good, but then other people chimed in, and they just kind of started getting mean.
They got their feelings into
it. Yeah, the feelings got into it, and that's the thing I'm talking about. Like, why all the back and forth? Akeem didn't say anything mean.
Okay.
He was just saying why he didn't like it. Craig got meaner down the line. Like,
did he really?
But in the beginning, he was cool about it.
Okay.
But it was just it's just so much back and forth on Facebook. And I remember when I got my Facebook 9 years ago, it was nothing like
nothing
this.
Nothing like this. No.
And now it's so mean. Like, yeah. And as a comedian saying something is mean.
It has to be really
it's
dirty
so
and mean.
Mean.
Yeah.
It's just so back and forth and vindictive, and I don't know. I just, if I wasn't a comedian,
I wouldn't be on
I
it.
Wouldn't be on social media.
No, yeah. I absolutely would have gotten rid of it.
If I didn't
no.
have a restaurant, I would
But you have. Yeah. But now it doesn't even matter anymore because if you don't sponsor your posts, only like 2% of your total audience sees it, even on your personal page.
Now, yeah, with the algorithm
yeah,
now.
Facebook is useless now. Yeah. It used to be great for organic root stuff. Now it's just for arguing about comedy classes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do.
Which comedy class is in Trump? And spoiler alerts for movies.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I can't turn, after a movie comes out during the week, I can't turn my Facebook on.
Yeah, no. You have to cut it off.
But I don't get that. That's the new thing that's happening right now. I know we've talked about this before real quick, but trolling is a new thing that all the young people love to do. I don't get it.
Bruh,
I don't understand.
My son has an Instagram for
what
trolling.
Is that?
Wow. Trolling is when you basically just mess with people for no apparent reason, right?
Oh, Lord.
So you post something about your restaurant, and somebody just comes and starts talking junk about your restaurant.
For no
Probably
reason.
Never been to
they
your
never
restaurant.
Been there.
Oh, no, that's former employees that do that.
That's still considered trolling. That's still a trolling.
Every one-star Yelp review is
not
a former employee.
Not my fault, Julie. I got a cocaine problem. Why you fired me?
Been down that road.
And never tell the reason why they got fired.
It's your fault that I got all these DUIs.
If I wasn't driving to work, I wouldn't have got the DUI.
You owe me money.
Everything's my fault.
It's hard to be a restaurant manager. Like, I do not envy you at all. No. That is one of the tougher jobs out there.
And I think me and Ryan came from that life. I came from hospitality management, and I could not do it. I don't know how you put up with trying to get people to do work nowadays.
Alcohol.
There you go. She just hands alcohol out to all the employees.
No, myself. I'm drinking it.
Yeah, I was just like, well, what age you hiring? Because my son needs a job. Yeah.
Junior need a job.
Yeah, no. So bad.
It's all me.
It's the greatest job ever.
Pick up. Like, what?
Julia, why your breasts smell like that? I don't
know.
No. Right?
I was working. It's part of work. It's fine.
Julia, how come you got no pants on?
Did you walk from work?
Yeah, Dad. I'm just going to go lay down now.
That's so wild. When we get back, people don't go anywhere. We're going to have more with Real Last. We're going to be talking to Julie from the Outpost Kitchen out there in College Park. Don't go anywhere. Everybody, if you're looking for a new place to go that has live entertainment and great food, then you've got to go down and visit my friends at the Harry Buffalo. It's located in downtown Orlando on Church Street. There is plenty to do there. They have live entertainment, they have bands, they have stand-up comedy, and they even have trivia night. So there's something for everyone. So guys, head on down to the Harry Buffalo now and have yourself a good time. Their music, their food, their entertainment is absolutely great. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. Tell them James sent you.
Hey, this is Adam Ferrara, and you're listening to Real Laughs on Real Radio. Look at you laughing.
Ah, shit. Yo, man, bring up the hot food truck.
Welcome back, everybody. That's right. You're tuned in to Real Laughs on 104.1. It is a Monday, but it's okay because we're going to help you get through it. We're your nightcap of comedy, and if you're on your way to work, we're like a Red Bull. We'll give you what you need to get through it. My name is James Ayan. I'm here in the building. We got Ken, the godfather of comedy,
you
in the building today.
You know that song racist as hell. I don't know why y'all play that song every time I come here, bro.
What the fuck?
Your face while I was playing was awesome.
Every time. That sounds so racist, bro.
That voice you hear also is Ryan Holmes, nationally touring comedian. He's in the building with us today.
Catchphrase. What's up?
That's what. All right. And we got Julie from the Outpost Kitchen in College Park.
Howdy.
Julie, how are you doing?
I'm doing dandy.
Now, I want to tell everybody. Now, Kim was asking me.
Today.
Kim was like, hey, James, this lady cooks chicken. And he's like, man, you know how white people cook chicken.
Yeah,
they don't use seasoned salt.
Why? It tastes
we
just
don't.
Fine.
Right, like what season
you said? A white lady was coming with fried chicken. I thought it was gonna be that lady on the cell phone.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that white lady on the cell phone is gonna pop up with her chicken,
she said,
bro.
I feel harassed with season salt. But no, let me tell you a story. Julie came in here and she actually fried the chicken in the studio, and I got in trouble for that.
No, it
was great. She fried it right there in the room, man. And let me tell you how good the chicken was. I took one bite of that chicken. I took my headphones off, went downstairs, got in my car, drove back to Kissimmee, knocked on my mama's door, then slapped the hell out of her.
And then came back before the show
was
over.
And took another bite. Yeah.
Y'all know Kissimmee is 72 hours away from Orlando.
That's how good that fried chicken was. We had AJ Francis, he plays for the Washington Redskins, big dude. I think it took him all of 2 minutes to eat the entire piece of chicken. Ken, it was this big.
Wow.
It was as big as my head.
He didn't come up for air.
He did not come up for air. And he's like, y'all got some more? Yo, she makes some good food.
Well, I'm sold, brother.
That's it, man. You got to go. It's right next to you, not too far away, Ken, in College Park. They make everything from scratch.
It's not
one of those places that pulls out bags of stuff just pre-prepared. No, they get down in that kitchen. Chef Ed, a friend of the show, works for Julie, and they do a great job. So, Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome. I want to talk about, you just got a new lunch menu.
Yes.
Now, we're going to talk about it for all my foodies out there in pornographic detail.
James is like, y'all have to see how happy he was.
Now I feel bad I didn't bring anything to eat or drink
today.
It's okay.
We going there. Me and Ken. Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
I'm just going to imagine this. It's going to be good.
Now, I will say one other thing I had from you that was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You had shrimp. You had a take on shrimp and grits, but I think it was polenta.
It is polenta, yeah.
And it was. I've had shrimp and grits growing up in the South. I think we all have had that numerous times. But this was so good.
Yeah, the polenta is just creamier.
It's creamier.
Which is why we switched to it.
It gave it a different texture. It was something
also
different.
It also feels lighter.
It
doesn't feel as heavy as eating a whole bowl of grits.
It wasn't as heavy, but the shrimp were well, they were not overcooked. They were not underdone. They were perfectly cooked. And it was just one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. So I just want to tell you, you changed me. You touched me in ways.
We did an event with a magazine here in town that I won't mention. They do a brunch thing.
Yeah.
And we did 2 ounce portions of the shrimp and grits.
Oh my God.
And I had a 45 minute wait of people in line trying to get these shrimp and grits.
I'm telling you.
And they would go through the line and then they'd get back in and they just wanted the Cajun butter.
Wow. You
they're drinking 2 ounce shots of the Cajun butter.
Oh my gosh.
Delicious.
Those are my people. Not black folks, just fat people. That's my people.
I'm telling you, this segment needs to be recorded like live. Y'all can see James. Very excited.
He is happy.
He
is. It's like Christmas morning for him.
It is. It definitely is.
I'm gonna take my shirt off. Lunch menu. What's on the new lunch menu?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I added buffalo cauliflower to our dinner menu several weeks ago, and I finally put it on the lunch menu.
Okay.
People are loving it. So
talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Buffalo cauliflower.
Yeah.
I never had that.
So one of our goals in the restaurant is to have, our goal is 10% waste.
Okay.
So we try and use the scraps of everything. And the cauliflower is one of the ways that we do that. So we have something on our menu called cauliflower steak.
Okay.
And it's literally the way we cut it. And it comes out like a chunk of steak.
Okay.
And then we grill it that way.
All right.
So then we use the scraps in two different ways. We have cauliflower mash also on the menu. And then we also have the buffalo cauliflower.
That sounds good.
Well, I've never eaten so much cauliflower as I do in my life right now because I'm on this ketogenic diet.
Mm.
Oh.
And so like it's all cauliflower. Like it's most of what I mean. I didn't realize there's so much you could do with cauliflower.
Yeah.
Like it's like
it's very
rice,
versatile.
Mashed potatoes, steak, cauliflower. I gotta try this out.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds good. Now how do you prepare buffalo cauliflower?
Well, we do a very classic tempura batter.
Mm.
And then we toss it in the Outpost sauce, which is what you had that day I brought the fried chicken.
That Outpost sauce changed my life.
Man.
I don't know what
she just got so big.
I don't know what she put into
look
it.
At it.
It tastes like a cross between
today, bro.
It tastes like a cross between freedom and Jesus. Like, just good.
I'm gonna put that on the bottle. Is that all right?
Like freedom and Jesus.
So I start with a margarine base on that sauce. It's basically my version of buffalo sauce.
Okay.
And I've added Cajun and barbecue seasonings to it. So you've got, you know, several different flavor profiles.
There's a little sweet,
going
there's a little tang to it, a little
kick on the back.
It. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
very good.
Listeners, you're sitting there in the McDonald's drive-thru.
You're sitting there about to get a quarter pound, and we're talking about some real good food.
Now you feel bad about your life. You should, okay? You need to go to Outpost.
You could have had this the whole time, man.
Exactly right.
Where's this at?
Right on the corner of Winter Park Street and Edgewater Drive. We're kind of halfway in between Edgewater High School and Princeton Street.
I know exactly where that's at. Right.
It used to be a Dunkin' Donuts.
That's my barbershop down that way.
Gotcha. But they do an excellent brunch. We need to all go down there and support them. They do excellent
food. Yeah, we got our butt whooped today.
Yeah, I heard you.
People were ready to party today.
Because you know what? I think you were right.
Been bad all week.
That's exactly right.
The house for a little bit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
So the Winter Park crowd, they come out for mimosas, man. So they hit her up for her brunch.
So I'm just curious, because anytime somebody comes to a restaurant, the first time they sit down, the first thing, well, what's your favorite thing on the menu when they ask the server? So what is your all-time favorite thing on your menu? And you
My
can't say everything.
Good question, Ken.
It is. That's terrible. Don't
or do you do like
me.
What, like when you go to a Chinese restaurant and they're eating something that's not even on the menu and you're like, I want that.
We do a lot of that though too, because we get a lot of vegetarians and vegans that come in, and if they don't see something that fits, if they are not in mood for the cauliflower steak, then we'll just make something for them on the fly.
We don't use the V word here.
Yeah.
Those are weirdos. We from the South.
Weirdo,
yeah, we think you're going to hell.
And my best friend is vegan. Preacher Lawson, you listening to this, you weirdo, bro. VeggieTales.
How are you so jacked and you're a vegan?
He's like, I'm going to make a burger today. I'm like, out of what? He's like, vegetables.
Cardboard.
I'm like, no, you ain't.
We just added a meatless burger to the lunch menu, actually.
Did you really?
It's going really well. Yeah. God, now the name escapes me, but it's one of a big brand name in the market. It's the top selling meatless burger.
Really?
And people are loving it. And it cooks and looks just like beef. So it's red in the middle. Yeah. It cooks on the grill, the flat top.
But you had to not tell me, though. I would eat it, but if you told me it was a meatless burger, I would be like,
the whole time. Yeah, the whole time you'd be thinking, like, there's no meat.
Yeah, because I went to, Bali. And, you know, they worship cows in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Like, they're walking around everywhere. So they had something called the All-American Burger.
Oh.
And so I ate this burger every day.
Really?
It was so, I said, yo, this is so good. On the fifth day.
They told you what it was.
It was goat.
Okay.
I was sick to my stomach.
Why?
Bro, because I didn't eat no goat, bro.
You'll eat a pig, but you won't eat a goat?
First of all, don't ever disrespect the pig, Jay. Don't ever disrespect the pig. If you want to get beat up on your own show,
yes, sir.
Bro. Never disrespect the greatest animal guy ever created.
Kid said he will eat a pig's ass. You cook it right,
but other than that,
you don't eat it.
I don't know. It's just when a burger to me is a cow.
Gotcha.
It weirded me out. But if you don't tell me what it is, I'll probably eat it.
You'll eat it. Don't tell me. Let me just eat this.
Yeah.
All right, man.
You still ain't asking my question, though.
Okay,
what's my favorite?
Just trying to skate around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it was.
It's goat burger.
Probably the, goat burger. Probably the short ribs.
Ooh.
We braise them. So first we smoke them just a little bit. We just give them a kiss on the smoker.
Okay. Oh, and I like that. A kiss on the smoker.
Little kiss on the smoker.
Oh, that's foreplay.
And then we braise them in Kentucky bourbon barrel ale.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. It's been on the menu since we opened because I changed my menu seasonally.
Wow.
But the short ribs, if I got rid of it, people would egg me in dark alleys.
How long have you been open?
We just celebrated 3 years on St. Patty's Day.
Congratulations.
Nice.
How long does it take to write a menu?
Oh.
Mm. Like, that seems like a lot of work changing every four months?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how long
seasons are. Because you want to stay current. You don't want to ever get complacent.
Right.
You want to always change it. But
coming
from my catering days at Disney, it's hard. It's a continuous process. It doesn't stop. It's like a what do you call that? An organic process. It's always changing.
Do you repeat foods, though? Like, if you like something besides the short rib, but you know, you hear, like, is it something that you had on a menu? And then you tick it off, and then maybe the next year's like, we should bring that back.
Like the McRib.
They bring it back.
McDonald's has gotten three drops in this segment. Just want you to know.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Y'all
small
need
business.
Pass some money. That's what y'all need to do, Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, we actually just brought back our BLT. So when I first opened, I had a Southern BLT on the menu. Mm-hmm. So it's sourdough bread made from Old Hearth here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And bacon jam aioli.
I've had that.
Two fried green tomatoes, greens, applewood, hickory smoked bacon, and pimento cheese. Yeah. All made in house.
Should have eaten before I came here.
That's what I said. I feel bad. I didn't bring anything.
I'm about a pack of nalators, bro.
You got nalators really for real over there?
I love nalators. It's my favorite candy.
Wait, we got Chico sticks in your pocket?
Oh, I love Chico sticks. I
know. I tweeted about that. Banana?
This is mango. I just ate the banana was on my way.
That is hilarious.
Banana's gross.
Nothing. They've never made
for
a good banana candy.
Out, bro.
No.
I was like so in love with this lady. Is you gonna disrespect banana nalators?
Tastes like earwax.
Yeah, the worst candy in the world is run bananas.
Kid, you know, look at her eyes. You got the N word in her eyes.
Right in the eyes, bro. Right in the eyes.
That's what a Southern BLT is. It's a sandwich. You eat it, and you can say the N word.
As long as you put the pimento cheese on it. No pimento cheese, no N-word.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Every single one comes with a Confederate flag.
And it comes with smoked potato salad.
Oh. Smoked potato salad.
Yeah, it tastes like a baked potato, but cold.
What?
Yeah.
You got to go to a restaurant. Oh, it's so good.
I text my wife already. She says she has not been there.
You know what? If you text Sean that, Sean's going to be there waiting. Like, I'm already here.
Yeah.
She's where you at?
She's like, I'm going to the movie with a friend. I'm going to text everything that's going on there. You know what? I don't even like movies. We don't like movies. I'm gonna just get. I bring you something.
I bring you something back. My wife always. I'm gonna bring y'all something back. Bring me half of something she ate.
Look, my burger got a bite in it already. I had to taste it for you to make sure it was good.
Oh, shout out to her. So anything else going on you got coming up special that we can announce, kind of tell people about?
Yeah, we do brunch every Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, your world famous brunch. There you go.
We do live music on Sunday. So y'all know the Supervillains? They're homegrown here in town.
Yes, we do.
The lead singer, Skart, is our Sunday brunch entertainment.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you guys can go enjoy a nice brunch and you got live entertainment as well.
Yeah.
Look at that. You guys, all you need is strippers and it'd be perfect.
Well, I don't know that College Park would approve of that, darling.
Whatever you do, do not start a comedy open mic at your brunch. At your restaurant.
Don't ruin
if anybody comes and say, I think we should do a comedy open
mic. You punch
him
right in the face.
Yeah, kill him.
We've had a couple open mic nights. Well, it wasn't open mic, actually. I thought Miguel or somebody arranged something with one of my former employees.
I think back in the day they did a comedy show.
Yeah, we did one or two in the very beginning. It just doesn't fit the brand
open.
For us
wow,
to do it.
We didn't ruin it.
Shut it down.
We didn't ruin it.
You know how many places are shut down now because of an open
comedy? Yes, because we're horrible people. You should never let comedians into your establishment.
I'm surprised they let us in here today.
James Badge didn't work.
Didn't tell y'all this. We ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah. Snuck in.
James Badge didn't work.
If you hear a knock at the door, y'all just get up with me.
I'm taking the TV.
Don't take Russ's TV, dude. That's the monster stuff. We own nothing in here. But Julie, thank you so much for stopping by. I want to make sure everybody knows where you're at, so tell me your address one more time.
It's 2603 Edgewater Drive.
Gotcha. And let me tell you something. It is James Yon approved, okay? Take it from me, a dude with three types of diabetes.
And he only got two.
Hey, we have healthy stuff, too.
I want none of that. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. We'll have more laughs on Real Laughs on 104.1. Thank you, Julie. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what would happen if the zombie apocalypse actually happened? Do you ever wonder what you would do during that emergency? Well, now you don't even have to wonder anymore because now Zombie Outbreak is here live in Orlando. It's a live action zombie experience where you and a team will use state-of-the-art weapons to clear a military base that's full of the walking dead. This is a real life video game that's come to life that you can experience. You won't want to miss this. You use weapons that are real life replicas, the size, the form and everything that you get to do in this thing is totally amazing. It is so immersive. So go to Zombie Outbreak in Orlando now. It's going to be the greatest experience you and your friends have ever had.
Hey guys, this is Devin with Real Laughs on Real Radio. I'm here with my buddy Miguel. We are pitching to you a fantastic advertising opportunity on Real Radio 104.1. It can cost a fortune to do some of the advertising, but not with Real Laughs on Real Radio, and we provide results. Guys, you can get some of the best advertising around. We will help you out, personalize your ad, read it on air. It'll appear on the iHeartRadio app. And also, we do social media promotion for you, too. We'll Facebook Live. We'll go out to the wherever you're at, and we will make sure that everybody knows about your business.
That's right. Not only are we going to promote you online and also on the radio, but we're physically going to come out to your events and help drum up business for you. Here at Real Labs, we have a saying, if you're with us, we're with you. And we're going to make sure your product, your brand, your event gets out to as many households as possible.
Absolutely. And we have some great satisfied customers. Harry Buffalo is one of them.
Uptown Selfie.
Uptown Selfie is one. Grandview Live.
GotVape.com. We got tons of sponsors.
Absolutely. If you want more information, just email us, reallastradio@gmail.com.
Everybody, that's right. It's Real Laughs on 104.1. Remember, if you missed anything that we've said, don't worry. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just go to that iHeartRadio app. You can look us up under the podcast section, Real Laughs. You can find all the shows that we've ever done, including this one when we first uploaded, okay? So don't worry. You're going to be all right. Smile. It looks good on you. My name is James. I'm the host today. Devin can't be here. Miguel's going to be a little late. But we do have the Godfather of Comedy in studio with us, Mr. Ken Miller.
What's up, baby cakes?
That sounded like a pep.
Feel all warm inside, yeah. Let me go get your money, Daddy.
I know, right? We also have naturally turned comedian, good friend of mine, too, Ryan Holmes in
What's
the
going
building.
On?
Not a whole lot, y'all. Now, we're all traveling comedians. We all put in work to make this thing work we call comedy. So I want to know where you guys were this past weekend, starting with you, Mr. Miller. Where were you at, man?
Vero Beach, Riverside Theater.
Ah, Comedy Zone, man.
Yeah, man. It was good, man. That's a dope room.
That's a great room, by the way.
The early shows are always the older crowds. Because, you know, if you're not familiar with Florida, whoever listens to the show, like that's like the snowbird city.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
And retirees. So the early shows are always older, but the late shows are young crowds. And, dude, they were great.
And they usually pack it out,
yeah,
right?
Oh, dude, only the Late Show Friday.
Gotcha.
We had 100 people. All the other shows were sold out.
And imagine that. That's not packed.
Yeah, and that's not packed.
Wow.
For a room that, what a seat.
I want to say one, maybe close to 150.
Yeah, yeah.
Something
it's
because like
they got the balcony and then now.
But it's still an intimate, it feels so intimate. Yeah,
and the host
really
has been there 4 years, a guy named Gary Old Guy.
He's great. Gary's great.
He gets up and, you know, does it.
He has that radio voice.
His name sounds just like somebody from the radio.
Yeah.
It does a quick five. He's good at you know, making sure the crowds, no table talk. But it was amazing. I make work with a comedian named Max. I can't remember his last name. Oh, man. He's been in it for about 38 years. He does cruise ships.
Okay.
But he was a cool guy, man. He was talking about how he opened for Red Fox. And
oh, wow, man.
Yeah, man. He was a good dude. And that was fun, man.
You had a good time out
fun.
There?
Yeah, oh, I had a blast.
Yeah, I like the Riverside Theater.
Yeah,
that's
like
one of
Riverside,
the best Comedy Zone rooms they have here in
Florida,
yeah,
man. Well, you know, they can pay a little more, but other than that, it's...
the pay can always be better.
I got paid now, ladies, bro.
That's it.
That's why I'm eating
Chico
now
sticks.
Right now, bro. I can pay the now ladies, bro.
And baked beans. Remember the baked bean candy? Remember?
Oh, Boston baked beans.
Oh,
Boston
bro.
Baked beans, yeah. Yeah, man.
All my ghetto people are like, I remember that.
Yeah, bro.
All two of you.
But
all
right. Dope, some guy's eating a bag of them right now.
Right,
like,
now, like,
talking about me, yo. Those are the worst candy. I never liked them. My family's from Boston, and it was always nasty. Those and circus peanuts. You ever have circus peanuts?
Yes, I never ate them.
Yeah, circus
those
peanuts
are
worse. They were terrible. So, I hated circus
there's
peanuts.
There's certain candy that they make. I'm like, who's eating it?
Peeps, to
who's
me, is
eating
the worst.
It?
Peeps is the worst candy.
I was Peeps in a company still to this day.
Peeps
like,
is the worst candy to
amen.
Me on the planet, and it sells like crazy, bro.
Who buys it?
People
man.
Who want to blow them up in microwaves. That's all they're good for. You put them in the microwave, they get real big, and you're like, ooh, look at that, and then you're done
and
for
And I
will
year. Go on record saying you're a weirdo if you eat candy corn.
Yeah, I don't like candy
corn. Candy corn is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like man, they put out that list every year in Halloween, like what state likes the best candy. And
yeah.
It's always like Alabama likes candy corn.
Yeah, well, there you go, yo.
Because they use them as fake teeth. But anyway, that and Smarties are nasty. I don't eat Smarties.
I like Smarties.
You like Smarties? You're a weirdo, kid.
I am a weirdo, though.
Yeah.
I just look down. I got on one sock, one white sock, one black sock.
What's wrong with you, kid?
I can't do that. That's the only thing, like, the real OCD in my life is, like, my socks have to be the same sock. I can't.
Gotcha.
If I have two different socks on, my whole day's ruined.
Yeah. You can't even function.
Might as well not even go outside.
I actually don't. I got on two same socks. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, gotcha. No, you are a weirdo. If you make up the fact.
You just make up the socks.
I just needed some attention. That's all.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Now, Ryan, where were you at this past weekend?
I was just open micing this weekend. I have this trip coming up, and I didn't know what the date was until very recently. So I just knew it was in the summer, and I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. So I didn't book myself for like 2 months because I'm like, I think it's
you
this
told
day.
Me about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I really shot myself in the foot with that one. But yeah, I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks.
Wow, that is real white privilege. Like you're going back where
oh,
it
yeah,
started.
Oh yeah, let me up you one. We're going on a cruise through Europe.
What?
Oh yeah.
Who are you going with, man?
My mom's paying for it. She wanted to get a gift for me and my girlfriend, and then we're going on. It's weird because the boat's Royal Caribbean, which I've only taken to like a spring break cruise to the Bahamas. But we're going through Denmark, all up there, Finland.
You're hitting all the white spots.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Russia for 2 days. It's going to be great. I'm going to see Trump. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
go see where the voting servers are at. Where are those servers at to have Trump win his election?
Here's how crazy I am, though. Like, go to Europe. It'll be fun. But I'm like, will there be time to hit mics there? Like, do they have, like, a Finland open mic? Because they have them there.
Russian open mic, like, how about the starving?
Yeah. When I did my honeymoon in Europe. We did Paris,
you did.
London, Rome, and Venice.
Talk about white privilege.
Yeah, and I know, right? And my wife was like, you want to find an open mic? I was like, hell no. I told Kermit not to even Facebook me about the other bar open mic.
Really?
I said, I don't want to hear nothing about comedy this whole week. I just wanted to get away. But it's funny you talk about the cruise. When we went to Venice, we got on the gondola with a lady who's retired, her and her husband, and they just cruise.
That's all they do?
All they do. They're going a year cruise. It's like $10,000. And they were on their Europe portion of it where they cruise. A year cruise. $10,000.
Dude, I've been on a cruise. That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I told them, I said, I don't know how the hell they do it. I couldn't.
I went on a cruise and a lady lived on the cruise ship.
Yeah. We met a lady like that too. She'd been cruising for 5 years.
Yeah.
What?
But you're an elderly person, you get all your meals taken care of. They come and they clean your room.
Yeah.
And she was just by herself and she just lived on this boat. And
there's plenty to do on those boats, man.
I'm not. Oh. I've never been on a cruise. I mean, we're planning on going, but 6 months? Nah, bro.
Now, I will tell you, Michelle, my wife, never been on a cruise, and she didn't want to go. But when she went, telling you, Ken, she can't wait to get back on a boat.
Oh, no, I want to go on one.
Yeah, it's fun.
But it's got to be 7 days. It ain't going to be 7 months, bro.
That's too long.
I got to go to work.
I got to go to work. I did Vegas. I was there 7 days in Vegas. I was over.
No, I only do Vegas 3 days. I can't
it
even
say no, any more in three days.
It was World Series week.
World Series when you did the comedy. Yeah,
and I was on the Monday show.
I can't do it.
So I got, when I didn't make it to the second round, the third round. I won my first round. I lost the second round. And then, like, Thursday came, and I was like, I can't take no more of this.
No.
I said, I can't take no more
of
this.
If you hear one more bell ring,
bruh.
I can't take it.
I had a room for the 7 days. I gave it to Arnie Ellis and Pedro. And I said, no, Arnie Ellis, one of them. I gave it to him. I said, y'all can have my room for the rest of the weekend. I called Spirit up. I said, how much it changed my flight? Because I can't
really?
I was over it, bro.
Yeah.
I did 3 days first time, and then I did 5 days, and those last 2 days were a nightmare.
Yeah. Nightmare.
Yeah. Because when you did 3 days, you're like, man, that was fun.
Yeah.
5 days must be fun. It is not.
No, it is not, man.
Yeah. Vegas is 3 days.
Yeah, three
days. If you're not a dude that likes that feeling like you're dirty all the time, you know, there's some weirdos out there like
so
Angelo Stambrocco.
Yeah. It was so hot.
Unforgiving heat.
Angelo every day posted a picture when he was in Vegas how he found a random drink somewhere.
Ugh!
And I said, only Angelo would find random cups or bottles of alcohol. Then it got me to thinking, might have been Angelo.
Yep.
Just drinking in random places.
Yep.
Let me tweet this so everybody be like, ooh, Vegas is Vegas is Sin City,
it
bro.
Is Sin
nah,
City,
Angelo's
man.
Just a drunk.
He's just a nasty dude. Yeah, that's what it is, man.
So, Jay, where were you at this weekend?
I actually was at in St. Augustine for a place I think we all work, Jackie Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great. When I first got there, I didn't know how many folks were going to show up because, you know, it's a weird weekend because all the rain. But they packed it out, man. It's a small little intimate room if you've never been there, but it was great. I love going to Jackie Knight's place.
Man, I love Jackie Knight's, but every time I'm there, man, my crowd is always small.
Really?
It's always 8 or 12 people.
No, I had about I want to say almost 50. I could be wrong. About 40 people.
Yeah, which for Jack? That's packed, packed
for that little room.
It's packed. It's a very small room.
Yeah, the food is great. That's my favorite.
Oh my god! Yeah. No, you know me. You get me talking about food, I'm gonna be happy.
Yeah, the food is so good, and she's amazing. I love Jackie.
Jackie's a wonderful woman. Yeah, she's been in the comedy game or in the entertainment game for almost 40 years.
Yeah, and before comedy, before she like burlesque shows or something like that.
She did burlesque shows, and she also was a lot. Like she has pictures with like Elvis, with the Supremes. Oh wow! Yeah, she did a lot in entertainment. A long time. God bless you, Jackie. We love you, boo.
So it hurts me when her club doesn't have successful weekends because she's one of those bookers that you want every weekend for her to be sold out because she's the sweetest person ever.
She cares about the comedy. Yeah,
One of the first comedy competitions I ever won was there.
Yeah.
And she was just the nicest person and giving me food and coming back. And she was like the most interesting person I've ever met.
Did you eat? Get him something to eat. Yeah. Make sure you take son home. Like, she makes sure that you're fed, you know.
She's a mama of comedy.
Yeah, man. She's great. Exactly.
And then you deal with other bookers, and you're like,
other bookers are like, we don't get free food.
Dude, that
you gotta pay for your food.
Okay, I know I'm the fat guy, but come on, how annoying is that when you don't give someone just a free meal?
Me and Max were talking about it. He was saying how when he started comedy, like I said, he's been doing this 38 years. Almost the amount of time I've been on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, you're a royalty. You went somewhere and it's like, what can I do for you, kid? You hungry? You drinking? You need some hookers? Like, you need cocaine? Like, you know, back when he started, and you got paid well.
Yes, you did.
He's like, now, you know, you in the weekend, they walk up and give you your tab.
Yep.
You're like, what is this? Oh, well, you have food. I'm the headliner. Yeah, but we don't give free food to the comedians.
Yeah, we give you 35% off.
What? You don't give free food to the comedians? I understand alcohol.
Yeah.
I get alcohol. But
I understand
that.
You can't
feed your entertainment. Like, that baffles me.
As a restaurant, anyways, you're throwing out food at the end of the night. So I'll take anything at that.
And coming from a food background, I know how much it doesn't cost you to give me a free meal.
Because you've already prepped and done everything, and you're going to do it either way. So
you just lost, what, $3 on me? Yeah. Really?
I love that we can go on the radio and complain how we're not getting free food.
Yeah.
This is great.
To a bunch of bookers that ain't listening.
Nah, they don't care. They're like, but I bet you're going to come back and play this room, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. That's why I like bonkers. Bonkers food every time.
That's right. That's what I like about them, man. I know Bonkers gets a lot of crap from a lot of people, but Bonkers has been good to James and Ken.
Yeah,
that's
been
all
good
I know.
To me, brother.
I got my start there.
Every time I go to East Orlando, I leave with three pizzas.
There you go. Yeah, man, they feed you.
I leave with three pizzas. And this thing about it, too, and I'm not speaking for all clubs, but some clubs, if they do charge you for food and drinks, if you have a great set, they'd be like, man, dude, what you want?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of clubs will take care of you, man. They'd be like, man, because, you know, especially if you're new, you'll get there, well, you get 50% off, blah, blah, blah. And then when you murder, they'd be like, hey, you know what? Don't worry about food this weekend.
You are right about that.
We got you.
And can I give all the young comedians out there a real tip, a real quick, guys?
Quit.
Besides that, when you get food, no matter if it's discounted or not, tip your waitstaff.
Oh, yeah. So many people don't tip, man.
Your waitstaff, man. Because let me tell you something. The owner will normally talk to the waitstaff about comics when he's thinking about bringing people back, and they will tell if you don't treat them right.
Yeah. Tip. And if it's a weekend show, and somebody's working your green room, ask them, are you going to be in the green room all weekend? And if they say yes, then you can tip them on Sunday or Saturday at the end of the weekend.
That's right.
And they say no, you tip them at the end of the night.
That's right.
But always tip, man.
Tip your waitstaff, dude. Them people work just like you.
Always tip, bro.
You got no reason to complain if you don't tip. If you want to get paid as a comic and you don't pay people, and then that's on you, man. Pay those folks real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a good time at Jackie Knight. Shout out to her, man. It was a good audience. What do you guys got coming up this week? Meaning, where you guys going to be this weekend?
Oh, I'm in Port Charlotte. Vasani's.
Oh, Vasani's.
The Ron Feingold.
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend himself,
Yeah,
man.
Well, tonight you'll find me. I'm at the Other Bar open mic every Monday, 9 p.m. You know me. Outside drinking Crown Apple on the rocks.
Ryan's favorite drink.
Gotcha. And then I think Wednesday through Sunday, I'm at Port Charlotte Comedy Zone with Ron Feingold.
Shout out to Eric, the owner. He's a really good dude.
I love Eric. Even though he knows nothing about hip-hop, I love him.
But they do take care of us comedians out there. Ryan, where are you going to be this weekend, brother?
Well, Thursday, we're doing the roast of Black Panther at the Orlando Improv.
That's right.
So that'll be fun. Vince Taylor is doing Black Panther. I'm going to be Captain America. All the comics are dressed up as different superheroes. That's going to be fun. And then this weekend, I'll be at Otters on the River in Sanford. Friday and Saturday.
For bonkers. Okay. And also, I want to just shout out that Mr. Devin Siebel this Saturday is going to be at the Bloodhound Brew Comedy Night. You can buy tickets on his Facebook. They're only $5. to have Devin tell you how he's much better than you. this weekend, I will be performing with Devin on the 25th. I believe that's a Thursday. We're going to be down in the Palm Bay area. We're going to be doing some comedy together, a private show. And I'm taking my baby to Vegas this weekend for 3 days. That's right. Shout out to my wife, Michelle. That's it. 3 days and we're out. People, don't forget to tune in to Real Laughs on tomorrow. That's right. It's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to give you what you need. Y'all have a good night. God bless you.